This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. The president had said yesterday that as the world's largest democracy, India hopes to enhance parliamentary cooperation with Angola. President Draupadi Murmu held wide-ranging discussions with her Angolan counterpart, João Lourenço, yesterday. She welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance.
राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो के साथ मेरी विस्तृत वार्ता के दौरान हमें द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा करने और क्षेत्रीय सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का अवसर प्राप्त हुआ। हमारे आर्थिक साझेदारी एक जीवंत एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप पर आधारित है। हमने नए क्षेत्रों में व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों को और विविध बनाने पर सहमति व्यक्त की, जिसमें टेक्नोलॉजी, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज शामिल है।
The president is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from the 8th to the 13th of November. In a major breakthrough, a team of Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana police have recovered a large cache of explosives, weapons and ammunition from Faridabad in Haryana. Briefing media today, Faridabad Police Commissioner Satendra Kumar Gupta said it is an ongoing joint operation between Haryana police and J&K police, and an accused, Dr. Muzamil, has been nabbed. The massive arms recovery was made days after police arrested a Kashmiri doctor from Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh for allegedly putting up posters supporting terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed in Srinagar. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts. All arrangements have been put in place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In this phase, voting will take place in constituencies located along the Indo-Nepal border and in the regions of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad, Kosi and Mithilanchal. Over 3.7 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women, in tomorrow's polling. In most constituencies, there is a direct contest between the NDA and Mahagathbandhan candidates. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. However, due to security reasons, polling in seven assembly constituencies and certain polling stations will end at 5 p.m. By-elections for eight assembly constituencies spread over seven states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Kharchila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November along with Bihar assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punatsangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of 4th King of Bhutan Jigme Singye Wangchuk and also meet his counterpart Sharing Tobge. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms over Kerala and Mahe today. Parts of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning during the day. The Weather Department further predicted cold wave conditions in parts of Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Madhya Pradesh today. Cold wave conditions over these regions are likely to continue till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in the very poor category. Taiwan is bracing for the impact of Typhoon Fengguang, which blew out of the northwestern Philippines this morning, triggering floods and landslides and knocking out power across entire provinces. The typhoon could make landfall in Yunlin or Chiayi in western Taiwan on Wednesday. In junior women's hockey, Jyoti Singh will continue to lead the Indian team as Hockey India today announced a 20-member squad for the upcoming FIH Women's Junior Hockey World Cup scheduled to be held in Santiago, Chile, from November the 25th to December the 13th. And with that, we end this news bulletin.